Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Happy New Year and hello 2022. Welcome to Season 3 of Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. We are back this year with some phenomenal guests and loads more resources and tools for your toolkits. And, yes, it's the first day of the Pink Ashes Test series here in Australia, and I'm donning my pink baggie. And also, I have bought my virtual seat in support of the McGrath Foundation in raising funds for provision of breast cancer nurses. So if you haven't already got on board and purchased your virtual seat for just $20, you too can be part of what we are aiming to make the Pinkest Ashes Test. Okay. Today, again, we are venturing into the dark and stormy topic of menopause. Now, there's no such thing as a typical menopause. We're all different and we all go through the years of 45 to 55 or so with varying degrees of disruption. Now, perhaps you've just entered the first phase, perimenopause, and you're exhausted by sleepless nights. Or you may have landed slap bang in the middle of full-blown menopause and you wonder if any alien with a tendency to hot flushes and brain fog has taken over your body, which I know it has with me. Whichever stage you're at, there's one irrefutable truth. You're not alone. There are millions of women going through the same thing right now and increasingly speaking about it. No longer is menopause such a taboo topic. And women in midlife are pushing for greater employment rights, starting to celebrate their freedom from monthly cycles and realising there is an exciting life to be enjoyed on the other side. But first, let us get some guidance to help you navigate the symptoms and stresses of this, your ultimate rite of passage. Now, the menopause is a natural part of aging that typically affects, like we said, women between 45 and 55 and is triggered as a woman's estrogen levels begin to decline. Now, on the average, the age of a woman affected by menopause is normally around 51. However, it has been known for women to experience it before they reach 40 years of age. And figures suggest that one in 100 women suffer from this early menopause, which is also known as premature menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency. Now, the menopause affects every woman, and for many, this natural stage in life can become a time of physical and emotional discomfort. And the most common symptoms include, as we said, hot flushes, night sweats, insomnia, anxiety, mood swings, yep, that's one of mine, and weight gain, which are in part caused by the diminishing levels of estrogen. Many women reject the risks associated with hormone replacement therapy to treat their menopause symptoms. Instead, they seek relief from alternative sources. As menopausal women face fluctuating levels of estrogen and progesterone, they will likely experience symptoms including all of those ones we've previously said. Luckily, there's an array of natural remedies available to help you cope. And today we're going to share a cuppa with the tea lady, Alyssa Scott, and learn all about her natural remedy, menopause tea. Now, Alyssa Scott, the tea lady, is the proud owner and founder of Menopause Tea, Hot Flush Tea, with a goal of saturating the world one tea bag at a time. Alyssa is a serial entrepreneur who launched Alyssa Scott Recruitment Proprietary Limited with no applicants and no clients, which enabled her to retire at 40. How great is that? Now the tea lady, proud owner of what we said, menopause tea, hot flush tea, with a massive goal of saturating, again, one tea bag at a time. Now her passion of creating jobs and giving women a natural alternative in a chemically driven world, she has successfully signed contracts with Metcash with tea distribution through IGA, Ritchie's IGA, Foodland, Foodworks and Friendly Grocery Stores in Australia wide and also supports Ovarian Cancer Australia. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles and varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glow Getter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and stay hydrated, particularly in this Australian summer heat wave we're having at the moment. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show does and may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. Good morning, Alyssa, and welcome to Kick-Ass Radio Show. Firstly, thank you for coming on the show and sharing some of your valuable time with us today. I know we are going to be getting an enormous amount of information and insight from you, and I know we're going to enjoy your company and your advice. So let's just say that I really admire your passion and commitment in the and the enormous amount of work you have been doing in this space of menopause and empowering women through this trajectory of our life. So firstly, kick things off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your story and how you come to be where you are today.
Okay, thank you so much for that intro. That was awesome. Love it, love it. So my name is Alyssa Scott, and I'm a survivor of domestic violence, where I was emotionally and physically tortured for 17 years of my life. And that led me into homelessness and being a drug addict and alcoholic. And that path of life, just I knew I was on the wrong path, but I just couldn't get off it. And life is delivered to you no matter how long you have on this planet. And it's important to embrace your life and go and make your life, because life doesn't owe you anything. And so with that, I spent, you know, time at school wagging, and then
I think we all did a little bit of that.
Sorry?
I think we all did a little bit of that.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I was bullied. So not only did I have the domestic violence at home, but then I went to school and I had no friends and I was bullied, and it was really a really tough place to be. I always thought there was someone else worse off than myself. So I had 4 years in the UK, came back, and I got married, and we were homeless living in the car, and it was really cold in the tent. Back onto when I was being brought up, my dad used to think it would be wonderful to throw me out on the street and concrete driveways with my bed while everyone was sleeping in their nice warm family homes, which I never got to experience. But that's okay, because the positive from this is that if I didn't have the life dying that I had, I wouldn't have been able to do the work that I've done with the homeless, the street kids, working in the third world, being in the most horrendous places and feeling so safe because I speak their language.
Definitely.
So it's a blessing in disguise, and it's made me have the most amazing life, really.
And it is, and we congratulate you. It's been quite a journey, as you said, what you've traversed in life so far. And look at the roadmap that you've created and what's ahead of you. It's excellent. And we'll let the listeners in on a little bit more of your fantastic work a little bit later on. But we'll talk a little bit more. I know you said you launched Homeless No More Charity with 100% yes. success rate back in 2011. Can you fill us in and let us know a little bit more about that?
Well, I'm so proud with the community that we were able to achieve those amazing results of 100% success rate with no government funding, and incredible, incredible stories. Because we basically worked with one client at a time. And why I'm so successful with that is that I ask the person, what is it that they would like? I don't just go out there and demand that you're going into that home for 7 days a week. Is too unfamiliar when they've had 14 years out on the street. And it's an incredible experience. I also launched a movement a few years ago where people go overseas, and when I would hear they're going overseas, I said, well, can you find a homeless person while you're enjoying your five-star hotel and pay it forward and random acts of kindness, and let's spread this across the world. And some of the videos and the friendships and the honeymoon that went to Hawaii, and they ended up spending 3 days of their honeymoon with the homeless. It was brilliant. But
what an experience. And it is. And I know from my own personal experience of traveling abroad, and you see it's so prevalent, the homelessness, as we're not only in Australia but all around the world. But when you actually take the time to get to know a few of those people, they are just ordinary people, and they're just very unfortunate. And there's nothing at all wrong with, as you said, paying it forward. Just that little bit of kindness, it creates a lot more humanity in the world, and it just provides that person with, you know, such an uplifting moment of elation and, you know, of value. They know that someone's putting aside a little bit of time to spend with them and to show them some interest and care.
Exactly. And, you know, what's been awesome is that we've housed a homeless person, reconnected their families, or got them work, or launch their own business. So it has all these layers, and just phenomenal just to hear back after these years. You know, my Facebook is basically full of homeless people that are now housed, and, you know, I always will have a home because these people are so thankful, and then became volunteers back into the charity as well. But the government, unfortunately, will never eradicate homelessness because it creates jobs in welfare.
That's it.
Mm. And, you know, let's...
It's a vicious circle.
Where's the money from Live Aid, you know, all those years ago? No. This world should not have poverty. And I'm living proof. I worked in Madagascar, the poorest country in the world, and it's the fourth largest island in the world, and I've created businesses out of poverty. And I've created businesses out of dreams of people in poverty, what they would like to do. And it's cost me nothing, because what I do is then I give the idea that has been created to women, or like, for example, on the Central Coast down in New South Wales, and they see the vision and they'll give me the things and tools that I need to develop someone that wants to have their own business. So out of poverty, being an entrepreneur is the way to eradicate poverty.
And it is. And that's one of my biggest mottos, is paying it forward pays back, and it definitely does. Now, I just wanted to touch on those the three community-based initiatives that you launched, and they're bloody fantastic ideas, was the suicide prevention care box, the escape boxes, was it? The domestic violence escape boxes, right. And the avocado project. Tell us a little bit more about those.
I think I'm going to start with the avocado project, because that is so beautiful. So I met this woman in an art class in Melbourne. I bought this art class at a raffle for bullying, believe it or not, and I never knew it was in Melbourne. So I had to fly to Melbourne for the art class, and while I was there, there was a lady in my class, and she was really down on herself, and so I ended up connecting with her, and I'm like, oh, my God, your picture looks like an avocado. And she's like, really? And we created this most amazing mandalas together. How unfortunate. I went back to Sydney, and she unfortunately passed away. She committed suicide.
Oh.
And from that, the avocado project with her family was launched, and Beyond Blue took it on, which is just awesome, in Melbourne, and distributed the boxes through two hospitals that came on board. And what's beautiful about the boxes is that, once again, everything is free and it's premeditated. The gifts that were given by companies in the boxes to be given out to the clients, so they have to get out of bed and have a connection with the community. And it only takes a second to say, are you okay? Or have a haircut. And how amazing is that you to release that information, how you're feeling, to the hairdresser, and it could change your life. So it only takes a second to make a change.
It does.
And these boxes, unbelievable. And we got a beautiful donation from a lady called Ruth Jordan. and her foundation. She'd heard about the work, and she's like a silent little donator. And so everything, it's just beautiful. So that's that. And then I'm so excited to let you know about the suicide prevention care boxes, the men's shed. There's 1,000 med sheds Australia-wide, and their skills are going out because technology has taken over. And these men are beautiful, and they saw the vision. So they made the boxes. There was no rules. And then everything, again, once in everything that goes in the box has been donated. Like, everyone likes finding a dollar, you know. So there's a dollar in there.
And in the bottom.
Yeah, and there's a beautiful man I want to put a recommendation out. His name is Dr. Don Ritchie, and he went to the Gap. He's no longer with us, but he went to the Gap in Bondi or over in the eastern suburbs, and he would just ask people if they'd like a cup of tea, and he saved over 400 lives. That simple. Ask people, are you okay? Joe, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're okay? You've got a beautiful hat on.
And, you know, I know of the Gap because I'm a frequent visitor. I was pre-COVID. To Sydney, my husband and I travel there quite frequently, and we do the walk from Bronte round to Bondi and that, and such a, a prevalent place, the Gap, for suicide, isn't it? It's well known. Such a beautiful...
400 lives just by asking those that were there, would they like a cup of tea? It takes only a second to change. And so Lifeline distributed the men's shed suicide prevention care boxes. And then I had a vision, because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. Mine is actually, I was born into DV. I was unfortunately in that situation. And so I didn't actually marry into it. I was born into it, which is a different scope totally. And so the Leave for Good escape boxes are really interesting. Once again, the men's shed make the box, and no one knows it's in your home. So a woman will never have to return. Like, I forgot my credit card. I forgot my dummy. Everything in there, once again, has been donated by amazing companies. And I want to put out a big shout out to Carey's Place in Newcastle. And it's a great space for women and domestic violence. And they took on giving out the boxes. And and it was really beautiful because a lot of women didn't need to return us. And also Rose's Cottage down in Wyong, they do a beautiful work. And, you know, I just give out the boxes and they would find the clients. And, oh, it's amazing what's in these boxes.
And in such
and
a way.
It's all free. It's all free. Yep. You don't need funding and grants. And you just have to ask, because everyone wants to help, darling, you know.
And then they do. And that's the fear that everyone seems, or the perception is, they're too afraid to ask for help for these particular initiatives. And I know we have one at my workplace for the local Mackay Women's Shelter. And we donate every week sanitary products, personal hygiene products, baby goods and products, anything, you know. And we have massive big plastic tubs that go to the women's shelter here in Mackay, and you'd be surprised the amount of goods that come in. And that's, you know, that's just from us putting out an email to ask the workforce, hey, will you donate, you know. And it's just a matter of asking. So they are absolutely great initiatives that you've created there, great ideas, and one I'll talk to you a bit later on after we finish the show. I'd like to follow up on that. So while we're here, our focus is menopause tea. Introduce us to menopause tea and what it's all about, and how'd you come to pursue this business, and why particular menopause?
Okay, so I'll be 54 in April.
Yep.
And 5 years ago, no one was talking about menopause. And I had this amazing dream. And I woke up, and I'm a coffee drinker, and I went to the computer, and it was like someone held my hand through the whole process. And it's such a beautiful journey. It's such a gorgeous community affair. Like, even the story on how I got my combo created into a beautiful plastic-free tea bag. And now I employ the homeless, women leaving domestic violence. I'm even creating jobs for the disabled.
To
pack the tea. So it has this wide arrangement of community, because it's not about the money for me. And so with the dream, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I had this dream, but they never action it, where I actually got up and actioned it. And the rest is history. It's been 5 years. Now you see the whole industry has opened up, not only workplace, menopause is now taking on different
menopause management. Yeah, I had that conversation with a couple of ladies late last year in regards to workplace management with menopause. So it is, it needs to be, the word needs to be spread much, much far wider in workplaces, because it is something that, you know, your supervisor, your managers, particularly male managers, they don't want to know about it. You know, they don't know
what's wrong with you? Why can't you remember to send that email?
And what are you crying for? What have I done? You know. But so it's great to see that the conversations are starting, and policies and processes are being put in place, and training, management training is actually being implemented in a lot of organisations now on how to manage women with going through menopause. So that's a great space to be in now at the moment.
I know, and I need to share this because it's just phenomenal. So I did an ancestor.com spit test to find out about my ancestors, and I'm so excited to let you know that I'm related to Madame Langdon from the 1800s, who was a medical herbalist and a fortune teller. And now I'm like the tea lady and a palm reader, and yeah, I do all the bits and pieces, whatever's happening.
Definitely born with you.
Yeah, I love it so much. So, and you know, I am big on, like, on the first day, Adam sat next to Eve next to an apple tree, not a chemist shop. And essential oils have been around since Jesus's time. You know, I follow the universe with everything that I do. When you open your heart and your soul to, like, earth, you can see absolutely everything. And I fear nothing. I just did the most amazing TED talk about my life, that it doesn't matter where you're born, what you look like, you just got to get up and give it a go. I mean, what have you got to lose? That's how I see life.
And I know not only are more women seeking help from various natural supplements and ingredients, but they're seeking it at a younger age as an awareness of natural options for this, you know, this journey that they're going to go through. And it's a natural transition, but it's great to see that a lot more women are actually looking at the natural alternatives. And I know many treatments or remedies all feature natural ingredients such as red clover, the black calash, soy, isoflavones and vitamin D. So what's your take on all of those?
I'm open to anything natural, because I've seen it, like, for the last 5 years. Like, for example, a menopausal woman may have a teenage daughter, because, you know, menopause can start at the age of 30, just with perimenopause, right, and goes all the way up to postmenopause. And so teenagers are now with period cramps. They're on my tea. They have a cup per night. So that's an amazing experience watching the teenagers try natural. And also, you know, endometriosis, I've saved women from going for surgery. I've had 7 women that are breast cancer survivors. The hot flushes bring on the chemo brings on their hot flushes. So they've tried the tea and with fantastic results. So I always say, look, I think you should take the ingredients and show your oncologists or specialists. And look,
takes away from the pharmaceutical companies then, doesn't it?
There's no money in natural, isn't there? So I have a massive challenge worldwide, because I'm up against Big Pharma and, you know, the doctors will prescribe antidepressants for menopause over a natural remedy, which is on the earth and made in the earth from day one.
Yeah.
I really believe that everything we need. Look, there's a place for Western medicine in surgeries. I do believe that. But I'd like doctors to be trained like in Chinese medicine as well. Yeah. That's been around for centuries.
And look at the health of their population over, you know, over history. They've yes. always gone to those natural products and ingredients, and that's right, their Chinese medicine has always been world-renowned and a go-to. So we need to learn a lot from that, definitely, and take on board a lot.
It's just
more.
Education, sweetheart, really.
Yeah, it is.
When I was in China in 2019, I saw this most amazing doctor speak at a Chinese hospital, and he'd just been to Harvard about introducing Chinese medicine into studies there to run alongside Western medicine. And I put my hands up like a psycho woman. I was like, please, please put Sydney Uni on your destination. We need you. I need you, you know. But it was really hard because, like, 5 years ago, I was like this woman with a tea bag walking the streets going, give me a go over my competitor, which I don't want to label their name. And, you know, the results have been phenomenal. I just want to share this. This is probably the best testimonial. I know there's a lot of testimonials on my website, but this one had brought me such joy. Was a 90-year-old lady, and she suffered from hot flashes for 50 years. Mm. She tried every motion potion pill on the planet, and she saw me on Shark Tank, and she saw the ingredients and she got some tea. And anyway, she rang me up, Mavis, and she thanked me for my miracle tea because her hot flashes had gone.
It's gone.
And I was like, wow, is this a joke? Is this a joke, Mavis? Like, serious? And she was like, no. And it brought me joy because at the end of her life, she had peace,
And that's what we all want, isn't it? So we all need to take on board the experience of trialing these natural alternatives.
Yeah, and look, if you give it a go.
Get back to basics.
Talk about diet with me and we talk about detoxing your liver because most menopausal women are on the piss. So just how about, and I've had success with alcoholics in Melbourne. They know who this is. You know, I'm not saying give up the drink, but let's talk about alternatives to the red wine and the white wine that bring on the hot flushes.
Yeah.
And the chocolate at night, you ladies. And there's tricks to the trade for my success. And every woman that comes to see me, whether it's on the phone or
online,
computer, if they work with me and, and follow the process, the results speak for themselves and they're all on the testimonials. I don't care. Whatever.
And it is, and as you said, like all these wonder ingredients, well, they're not wonder ingredients, they're natural ingredients, as you said, come from Mother Earth, and they support women's health overall. You know, it's helping keeping your joints functioning, you know, protecting your skin, supporting healthy breast cell development. You know, we were talking about breast cancer earlier on, and it's an extremely important element of women's health at any time, but extremely crucial during menopause to go back to these basics. So
that's why I donate to ovarian cancer. I was donating to breast cancer.
Yeah.
But what happened was a woman came to the end of my bed. She had blue eyes and orange hair. She came in my dreams and she shook my leg and she asked me to change to ovarian cancer because 1 in 4 women pass away and there's no tests. And I'm always for the little guy, you know. And so that's why I donate to ovarian cancer. It goes with the ovaries and menopause, et cetera. And met some amazing women. Men can drink it. I've had the funniest stories with women giving their cranky husbands a cup of tea.
But they can suffer from these symptoms too. Hey, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just
read an article in the UK on menopause.
Yeah.
It's actually such a thing. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Both as bad as each other.
All right. So when we talk about taboo subjects, such as the big M word, it's like you've thrown a grenade into the room. Everyone just goes scurrying for cover. But aside from women going through menopause, are you hoping to reach anyone else with menopause? And I think we just more or less covered that. You're reaching out to men now with menopause and the teenagers with their period pain. But anything else? Are you developing any new product at all?
Yeah, no, just I've had this most amazing success. I want to share it with you. Peter bought his friend who was suffering from pus. I'll start again. Sorry. So I had a prostate cancer.
Yep.
Patient, and he was going through chemo, and the hot flushes were brought on from the chemo, and Peter bought him some tea.
Yep.
And he wrote the most amazing testimonial of how the hot flushes were alleviated and he was sleeping better. So one prostate cancer success story.
Yes.
I'm just hoping for the world of cancer, like the oncologist would give me a go, because I hear the patients, they say, oh, I'm on these so many pills and blah, 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 blah. And I'll say, what? Do they refer a natural alternative? Give my tea a go. It's a miracle. I have women that are drinking it that don't even need it. That blows me away.
Yeah,
it's definitely. So earthy. You make it the right color, you'll be okay. But what happens is our tongues are so brainwashed by hidden sugar, Joe, that when they taste it, it's so earthy, they go, oh, need to put some honey in it or lemon. That's okay. But, you know, that's how life was supposed to be, straight from the earth.
Yeah, that's it. And
it's
that's
the choice, life, which way you go, you know?
Yep. And like, I love that earthiness flavor. That's a personal preference of mine. So I'll be anxious to try the menopause tea. But yeah, you need to just adjust to those new experiences, don't you? And let it do its magic.
Yeah, that's it. And a coffee drinker, I've had the funniest coffee drinkers. Yep. They shot glass it. They have it cold.
I'm not that bad. I like my morning coffee. I might have two a day. That's it for me. But I do enjoy that morning coffee. But yeah, and I do like tea. But I'll be definitely trying the menopause tea.
And so, I've signed the contracts with IGAs. You know, Food Works, Food Lands. Independent cafes, sell it. Whoever wants to sell it, I'm all up for it.
Open for it. Yep.
Why not? And it generates people coming into that business as well. With IGAs, they're independent, they're community focused, they're charitable like myself.
They are, yep.
And, you know, they're run by mums and dads. Give them a go.
Families. Yep. Yep.
That's it. And, and, you know, I always wanted to be number one in the world. Watch out, get out of my way. But I've sat back and realized it's actually the journey and the individual that comes
it's
into my life.
It's the biggest part,
Now, oh, it's so much fun. I'm like the Gordon Ramsay of the tea bag. I'm trying not to swear. Everyone be like, when's she going to let the F-bomb out? I don't know if I'm allowed to, but anyway. I'm the Gordon Ramsay of the tea bag. It's like what you see is what you get. You want my tea? You don't? It's your choice. Off you go. I don't give a shit. But there you go. I've won him.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some of your favourite tips for the ladies in managing their transition through menopause? I know your website offers some fantastic information and resource. So run us through a bit of your most favoured tips.
Stop the red wine and the chocolate before bed. Get on the vodka. It's better for your head. and have fun with it. Who gives a shit? Like, let's just have fun with menopause. Like, it's all this doom and gloom. You know, there's actually 40 ailments towards menopause. Like, you only hear of the hot flush.
I think there's 10 main ones that we always only hear of. That's right.
So you'll see on my website, I've decided to expose those that are not talked about, like breast pain.
Yep.
Dry vaginas. Those are the things, like lack of sex drive. How do I get my sex drive? You know, my husband, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I've had some funny stories of of men and women ringing at the same time. I need the tea, working the tea, and she's moving out and he's moving out, and like in the middle of this like fight. I'm like, just calm down, guys. We can sort this out. And I've had women cry on the phone. It's like I'm a counsellor of menopause now I've come to think about it. And it's worldwide, you know.
You need a hotline.
Some famous people are on the tee, and then, you know, just down to the local chick at IGA Kalala, and she's like, are you the tea lady? And I'm like, oh, God, what's she going to say? And she's like, it's so refreshing. I'm like, oh, my God, are you mad? Who drinks it when they don't need it?
Well, it's building. It's building that awareness, as we said earlier, you know, building that awareness for that journey that maybe they won't even go on. The tea is just going to prevent it, and they'll just sail through that transition in life. So let them drink it.
You know, I'm going to share a story with you. You guys probably will never buy a box of tea with me ever again. One of my homeless chicks rang and she wanted some money. And I said, where are you? She's like, I'm in the gutter. And I was like, well, have you got a phone? And she's like, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to text you the shops. I want you to call my shops and see if they need a reorder, and I'll pay you a commission. So there she sat in the gutter and she rang my shops like, sorry, IGAs. But, you know, it's not, you know, once again, it's the beauty of whatever happens. Yep. You know, she needed some money
to do something for it. Yeah. Yeah.
She's got experience now, telemarketing.
Yeah, that's it. Now, we want women to know and understand that this is a completely natural phase of life, and there's nothing to be ashamed of and nothing to fear. And we want women all over Australia and all over the world to be open and honest, as we said, make way for menopause to be treated as a natural phase of your life. And it shouldn't be a taboo topic or one that, you know, we fear discussing. So trust us when we say menopause is an enlightening experience. Empowering yourself with knowledge to understand and what is happening to your body will give you the upper hand. Embrace your life, as Alyssa's saying. Be a strong, healthy woman and live fully from this day forward.
Until the hot flushes to piss off. Like, yeah. I have a couple of chicks, you know, self-talk. Your biggest voice is in your head, and it's always talking you, oh, doom and gloom, and you've got to have on these pills and, you know, oh, I've got to have some antidepressants because, like, you're feeling depressed. Well, you know, open your heart up to, like, having a look what else is out there on the market. And when you have a positive attitude and you tell them to piss off and self-talk, it's been amazing.
It is. And it's
amazing.
And it's an enlightening moment when you actually do that to yourself. Like, you need to take, you know, ownership and accountability of your own actions, and particularly in this journey part of your life. So yeah,
I created a miracle tea, babe, and I know, and I've seen miracles on it for 5 years. And you take it right, you detox your liver, you stay positive. It can be really debilitating. Like, some women, they ring me and they're going to put an axe through their husband's heads, and they want to shoot them, and they hate them, and they can't understand what's happening in the brain fog. I'm going to share this with you as well. I decided to do a little project on myself and eat a block of chocolate at night. Well, I couldn't even think straight the next day. I had like this headache and my brain hurt and my back ached. And that is
the thing, because that was one of my go-tos. So in the last probably 8 months, I've had a big health shift and focus solely on my physical activity and my healthy eating, and it's made considerable difference to my symptoms. So I hardly suffer any of those symptoms anymore. A hot flush, yes, I do get that here and there still, but overall, taking that responsible action of looking after yourself and making those positive steps, it makes a hell of a difference. And I can say that firsthand. It has for me. So wait till I get the tea in.
Don't take the easy way out. I love that story. So many people take the easy way out and want a quick fix and a quick bill. Well, you've got to look after your soul.
You do. And I'm not I don't like taking a lot of pills, and I very rarely do. That's just my personal preference, because you don't know what the hell's in them. You don't know. And then there's such a big dependency on it all. It's and a lot of it's just up here.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't want to really get into like the amount of times Farmer has been sued. I watched this most amazing DVD, A Less Fortunate Woman. She just found me on the side of the road and she said, you really need to watch this. And I was like, what's this? And it's called The Marketing of Madness.
Yeah.
And there's no money to be made in normal. The Marketing of Madness, there's no money to be made in normal, and how the pharmaceutical industry has brainwashed
everyone.
Us.
Yeah. And they had.
And yeah. And I go back to Adam and Eve sitting next to an apple tree. You know, you have a look at if the dinosaurs really existed, all they had was plants.
Herbivores. Yeah, that's right.
And you're living proof, young lady. You've just changed your diet, positive outlook in life.
Definitely. All right, we're going to have a little break and hear from one of our show sponsors, and we'll be back with you listeners soon.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Thanks for tuning back in, listeners. And here we are, flushing out the goods on menopause with Alyssa Scott of Menopause Tea, the tea lady. So, Alyssa, in a time when self-care is a trending term, a buzzword, how do you categorise self-care, and particularly with your work and what you're doing with Menopause Tea?
Okay, so I'm really big on massage.
Yeah.
So it's important to obtain a massage, ladies.
Lymphatic more so you're talking about? Lymphatic more so you're talking about, or just general overall massage?
Yeah, head to toe.
Yeah.
Just to get rid of all that energy that us ladies, you know, we're pretty phenomenal human beings with the amount of things that we have to do. So the energy leaving from basically your head to your feet. I go for a massage, except I've been locked out because of COVID.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I give so much shit to my massage lady. I'm like, how come I'm allowed in on the 10th, but I'm allowed in on the 11th? Like, aren't you suspicious? I said, all right, I'll wait. And so what I started doing actually was these really cool floor exercises and stretching out. So that was able, I was able to like survive without seeing her for 3 months. Until I was allowed back in, but I'll probably be locked out again soon. Also, I love mowing my lawn.
Yep.
So
I'm with you there. That's like a, I call it my personal therapy. I live on a small acreage, and it takes about 3.5 hours to mow the lawn. So it's a zero turn mower. I have headphones on. I'm either listening to a podcast or music, or listening to myself doing a talk, like practicing something, a speech. But that is my absolute go-to therapy and time out. Love it.
Yeah, isn't it fantastic? I've got the Club Cadet, zero turn.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do love heart patterns and I go around in circles like a snail, and my partner says, I'd never employ you. Creative 10 acres. He's like, you missed a bit. I'm like, oh, go away. So I love mowing the lawn. I can't believe we both love mowing the lawn. And through my ancestor.com, spit test people, and Joe, I found a relative's farm down near Nundle, and I've been able to buy 4 goats. From my relative's farm that still stands there from the 1800s.
Wow.
So I love my goats, and goats are really funny.
Yeah.
And they're here to mow the lawn on that side. So I can do that side and that side. But, I always live to the beat of my own drum, Joe.
Yep, and that's what we all need to do. Mm. So with menopause tea, we've got the tea bags. Is there anything else? I think I might have asked you this actually. There's a bit of brain fog. Any other products that you're developing?
Okay, so I was the first in the world to put menopause tea in a soap, and that was really, really cool. However, the lady that sees my vision has got cancer, so we've just had to put these products on hold. We created a bath bomb first in the world with my menopause tea in it, but that was really into drought, so a lot of people weren't having baths.
So how cool is that, like getting into the pores of your skin and working from the outside in?
It was a phenomenal. She's an incredible woman. However, she's really sick, so to stop that side of the business. So what am I creating now is everyone's been sitting on their bum through COVID. So, of course, I have got a super duper weight loss tea that I'm trialing.
That'll be a number one seller.
Yeah, I've had success with my database and I'm hand making it. So it's like I'm a drug dealer in the kitchen. I've got all this shit out on the bench and here I am. Brett goes, what are you doing? You've got scales, you've got all this shit. And you're a drug dealer, yeah. I just like to say with the menopause tea too, it's actually got 5 recommended herbs for menopause. That's the secret ingredient.
Yep.
It's also got a non-plastic tea bag. Biodegradable. The reason I don't put it in loose leaf is because when you have loose leaf, you put a spoon in, you may only get one of the ingredients when you need the whole 5 in one hit. So that's why it's in a tea bag. And it's nice and private. So when you go to work and you work in a male-dominated area, they're not going to say to you, what's that? Because it's just like a tea bag.
Yeah.
And some herbs. They'll think it's a green tea. So it's just beautiful. But...
Excellent. Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. Now I'm going to come back to how you championed your way through your original startup business. And I know you started off with challenges, but has there been any particular challenges that you've experienced going through that journey of those businesses? And tell us about being on Shark Tank. Like that's something of great acknowledgement and achievement. And the outcome.
Oh, that was scary. That was
would have been,
I had 8 interviews to get on the show and...
Wow, what a process. But I suppose
And here I am. Oh, my gosh. We filmed at like 6:30 in the morning. I didn't get out of bed to 8. And you're not allowed to make a mistake and you have to remember your lines and I end up going like 1 million miles an hour just to get it all out, you know? It was so much fun. But look, after the show, I already had IGA and Foodworks
on board. Yeah.
On board. And I had lunch with the CEO of Bridgeclimb and he was like, Lisa, this is an amazing product. You know, get off your ass and do it yourself. And I was like, okay, I'm going by myself. And so that's what I did after the show. And the rest is history, really. Yeah, and it'll be my legacy. I leave the earth that, you know, if you want to have a look, give it a go, you know. And if you don't, well, that's your choice as well.
Yeah.
But it's just a beautiful story. And the most amazing women have gone on to, you know, having a homeless person. Mm. You know, people think it's a one-tooth drunk, but it's not. It's CEOs of corporations.
Exactly.
Mm. You know, and...
And creating little programs like, you know, the boxes into workplaces, how everyone, like we do at work, it's, you know, everyone can afford to bring one item in.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be something that's laying around your house that's of no use to you, but it could be of value to someone else, you know, particularly if it might be something you're not using anymore, but it could be of great value.
Oh, we have too much shit at home.
Yeah,
like if I want a microwave today for a homeless person, I'll get a microwave because I suppose it's the years in the industry. I walk my talk. I don't get paid for any of my charity work. I do it all from my heart. When I launched Menopause Tea, I just did it with my own savings. No one's helped me. I have I have a son. He's just gorgeous. But there's like no family support, no sisters. Yeah. I have a brother. He's doing his thing. And, so it's just me and my tea bag and, you know, you own nothing.
No.
Like when you die, Joe, and you're like dying there, like about to die, you're not going to say, oh, I wonder who's going to own that fork.
Exactly.
You know, or who's going to have my 20 million DVDs?
Yeah.
No, I live very minimalistic.
It's the last thing. Yeah. It's the last thing you're thinking of, and who cares? Yeah. Who cares?
How many forks you got in your drawer, Joe?
Only the enough to feed my extended family. I think there's 12.
Yes.
I only have the right amount to sit at my dining room table.
Yes, number four follows me around the world. It means angels, but however, I've got four forks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So lastly, do you have any special offers that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would actually. I would like to offer the listener, if they would like to jump on and buy a monthly pack, I would love to throw in a free trial pack so they can pay it forward and give it to a friend.
Excellent. Well, we'll definitely put that in the show notes and pass that on, and we will encourage everyone to do that. And I myself will be...
And they can just buy it on the website, or they can go into the shop. And yeah. I've got spies out there, so women, they'll go into the shop and send me a text, by the way.
Mystery shopper.
Yeah. And, I need to tell you something before we go.
Yeah.
There's the most amazing show in development called Glamour Puss, and it's starting in Melbourne, and it's for postmenopausal women. Incredible experience.
You've got Glamour Puss.
I'm so excited for the postmenopausal women to have a laugh at themselves about their hips. And it's been beautiful because a beautiful lady called Jenny, she had success on my tea, and she introduced me to the lead actress, and she's taking the tea with her Australia-wide in the postmenopausal
Excellent.
Show. Starting to the 5th, which is now tonight at the Butterfly Club in Melbourne. And then she will be traveling. She's in Claire's Kitchen in the Cross on the 9th of Feb, and she's going to South Australia. And yeah, incredible woman, Naomi. Oh. And you know how we have menopause musical?
Yeah.
That was for us a lot. Well, we've got now the postmenopausal show, Glamour Puss. So I want to give a good call out for her.
Excellent.
She's giving away prizes, and she let me have a merchandise table. Just gorgeous, opening her arms for my incredible product to travel Australia-wide. And
what a great opportunity.
Lovely lady. So I wish her all the best for her first show tonight.
Yeah, excellent. We do too. And, yeah, of course we're going to support Glamour Puss. We're all Glamour Pusses.
I know, but it's just brilliant. Even these old bags, right, they were 82 and they went to – they live in this nursing home, and they went to a cafe and saw my tea and thought it was a piss take, so they took it home. And Rosie rings, and she's like, "Hello, love. We're just 7 of us in the nursing home down here in Canberra. We're all sleeping better." And I was like, ooh, you know.
Excellent.
I want to share one more with you in case you want to use it. Is Kathy rang, and she's like, "Hi, it's Kathy." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "I just need to let you know that God sent me to you." And I was like, "Kathy, this is bloody brilliant you called me. Because tomorrow I'm going to market. I've got a bloody miracle tea."
Isn't that cute? There you go.
God sent Kathy to me. Isn't that amazing? It all happens.
Natural marketing. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, then. Look, thanks, Delissa. It's been a great conversation and one that certainly has enlightened us. We'll put your links up in the show notes for anyone wanting to reach out to Delissa. And if you want to purchase any of the menopause tea, get on to the website, menopausetea.com, or reach out to Alyssa via her website.
Tea. The other one was taken by a lady in America.
Oh, okay, yep. And we wish you all the best. We ask you to take care and stay safe, and we look forward to catching up with you a little later on the year to find out what else has been happening in the tea land. And we'll say thanks for coming on the show. It's been great, and we'll all be feeling and looking that much better after we've tried menopause tea.
Menopause, bye-bye. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. All right, we'll go for a short break and hear from one of the other show's sponsors, and we'll be back to close it out.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth-moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Renjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
That's it, guys. I do hope you've enjoyed our show and our very special guest, Alyssa Scott. A very big special thank you to Alyssa for sharing with us so much of this newfound and invaluable information. And I hope it gives you some insight and more so, much more something else to ponder and think about over the weekend and your impending experience with menopause if you're heading towards that way. Let's get the words of women themselves out there to describe what they're going through, because there's not one universal experience of going through menopause. These alternative therapies and remedies may offer women solutions to assist in treating their menopausal symptoms. As with any treatment, it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor first if you have any other medical conditions. It's especially true if you plan on taking some natural remedies. General health and fitness go a long way in reducing symptoms, so does stress reduction. Exercise, yoga can be helpful. Just make sure you speak with your GP if you have existing conditions and before taking any remedies. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on this episode and Alyssa Scott in the show notes or on my social media pages. Be sure to tune in again next week, where we're getting to know a little bit more about what's happening out in the world with women working in non-traditional roles. And I'd also like to make a big shout out again to the Pink Ashes test starting today. Let's get on board and show our support. Reach out to me and follow me on Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury's social media pages if you haven't already. And I would really love to hear from you. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio Show by leaving a review on BBS Radio Network, or you can send me an email. My email is jodie@kickasswomen.com.au. And also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episode sent directly to you. Now, I've lost my way. That's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Pos comms. Go on. Get your glow on. Become a glow-getter. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.